Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And if you have a question or some particular life issue you'd like to discuss with us, we have an open line for you right now. If it's the top of the hour three, it is Basic Gospel Live, and we would love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. And that's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Give us a call right now because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, there's a lot of people that are going through all kinds of trials and tribulations in life, and life is just tough.
Yeah.
And all of us experience that to one degree or another at some point in our lives and at numerous times during our lives. And how do we get through that? How do we power through? And how do we maintain a sense of hope? How do we draw upon the wisdom of the Lord? And I think it gets back to this word grace, this word that we've been talking about all month. Paul had a situation. He was up into the third heaven, and he had gotten some revelations. And to keep him from being so big-headed over that, he got a thorn in his flesh, and he prayed for that thorn to be removed three different times. And here's the answer that he got back from God: my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So that was God's answer to Paul's prayer. And that's God's answer to our prayers as well, that his grace is sufficient, that we have something already in our possession that can get us through whatever we're going through in life. And that's good news. So he says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And every time you get to the other side of a circumstance and you come out the other end, you can look back and say, wow, God's promise is exactly true. His grace was sufficient to get me through that particular circumstance. So here's how Paul responded to that revelation from the Lord. My grace is sufficient for you. He says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So it's talking about humility. It's saying, hey, I don't have the resources to solve this problem, to work my way through this particular circumstance. So I'm weak as far as the circumstance is concerned. But I'm going to boast about that because in that weakness, God's strength is made perfect. And we're going to experience the very power of Christ in that circumstance. So he's talking about humility here. So if you're going through an adverse circumstance, there's this attitude of humility, this attitude of dependence that needs to bubble up inside of you. And when it does, then you're going to see the power of God manifested in that particular situation. So he says, for the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So Paul had prayed for this adverse circumstance to be removed, this thorn in his flesh. The answer back from God was, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And his response to that was a response of humility. I'm going to boast in my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest in me, or on me. So if you're going through adverse circumstances, God's grace is sufficient for you. At this very moment, you may not realize it, you may not know it, you may have to see that in hindsight, but just let this word of God, let this promise of God be your anchor, be your hope for right now. God's grace is sufficient. His power is going to be made perfect in your weakness. So walk humbly through that, with your eyes upon the Lord, your dependence upon the Lord, and you will see the power of Christ manifested, the wisdom of Christ manifested in that circumstance that you're experiencing right now.
And that's good news from Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks, Bob. Glad you're with us, friends. We would love for you to be a part of the broadcast. If you're hearing it live at 5 after 3 p.m. Central Time, give us a call at 844-322-2742. That's good, of course, in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Wherever you hear this broadcast, friends, we invite you to the Simply Grace Conference, Friday evening and Saturday, September 6th and 7th. And, Bob, we've talked about it a lot, but for those who haven't yet heard, what can we expect from this conference?
Well, we're going to talk about grace. We're going to take a deep dive into the grace of God and see how the grace of God answers, you know, all of those big, important questions of life. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? So it answers identity. It answers purpose. It answers destiny. The grace of God speaks into those big issue questions.
Right.
But it also speaks into the everyday grind of life. Just what we talked about. God's grace is sufficient in all things. And we're going to learn about that at this particular conference. So this is a theological look at the grace of God, what that means to us from a doctrinal standpoint. It's going to be a practical look at the grace of God. What are the impacts of the grace of God as far as our salvation is concerned, mm-hmm. and as far as our Christian life is concerned? You know, many people struggle answering this question, how does the Christian life really work?
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure that out, and they're pulling out their hair, and they're scratching their head, and they're trying to do everything that they know to do to make the Christian life work and make it be successful and abundant and fulfilling and rewarding, and they keep coming up short. And one of the reasons is because they have cast their eyes away from the grace of God.
Right.
This Christian life is grace from start to finish and everywhere in between. The same grace that saves is the grace that sustains, and it's the grace that empowers us to live as children of God in this present generation. So this is going to be a great conference. We're really going to take a deep dive into the grace of God. You'll have an opportunity to ask all sorts of questions about how the grace of God works itself out in your day-to-day life. So
yeah.
Come join us. It will be just a fabulous time of growth, of fellowship with like-minded believers, and just really experiencing the love and grace of God in new and fresh ways.
The Simply Grace Conference, friends, as Bob said, I like that term. We're going to take a deep dive into the grace of God, so I hope you're going to be there for it. All the information is available online at basicgospel.net/events. We want to see you there. Again, basicgospel.net/events for the information on the September Simply Grace Conference. Well, again, open lines, friends, 844-322-2742. Get us a call. We want to hear from you. In the meantime, this call from James overnight. Let's listen.
This is James from Kansas. A year or so ago, I bought a semi. I just felt urged to do that. And since then, I've bought Sirius. I have Sirius XM-131, probably 12 hours a day. And I felt like I've grown from infancy to the toddler in my Christian life. And I just feel now I'm just one breakdown shy of going bankrupt, and I know the Lord wants us to endure. I just, you know, maybe if you can give me a verse or, you know, just some encouragement, I appreciate it. Thanks.
I think you were just talking about this very issue.
We were talking about this and how God's grace is going to prove sufficient for James in his life. One, I'm just so grateful James is listening to Basic Gospel on Sirius XM Channel 131, the Family Talk channel, and I'm glad that he is tuned in to our program and many others, and God is using that in his life to grow him in the grace of God and in his knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as far as encouragement, James, you know, you're just one breakdown shy of going bankrupt as far as your trucking business is concerned. And that's kind of a look into the future.
Yeah.
And you're painting a scenario of what that breakdown might bring to you, what it may mean to you financially, and you know, where you're going to live, and all those sort of things.
Yeah.
And those are scary thoughts. And those scary thoughts produce anxious feelings right now. So you're thinking about the future, thinking about some possible bad outcomes, negative outcomes, mm-hmm. and that's affecting how you feel right now. And so Paul addresses that in Philippians chapter 4. He says, be anxious for nothing. And anxiety is fear of the future, basically. So you're feeling fearful today. You're feeling panicky on the inside. You're feeling like you're out of control in some way, shape, or fashion. And it's all because of future thoughts, mm-hmm. what may or may not happen to you in the future. So Paul wants you to bring those thoughts back to here and now, how God is providing for you right now, today, how he's meeting your needs today,
right.
and how his love is there for you today. And so if you can bring your thoughts back to today, then your feelings can calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart and your mind can calm down. And that's exactly what he says in Philippians chapter 4. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And that's key, with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's what we need. We need a guard over our hearts and our minds.
Mm-hmm, right.
Why? Because they can get flustered. They can get agitated by all of these thoughts about the future, these negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can say God's in control, God has promised to meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory, if we can hang on to those truths and be thankful for those truths, then that truth is going to guard our hearts and minds
yeah.
and give us a sense of peace that passes all understanding. So, James, the verses are Philippians 4, 6 through 7. You can actually go all the way through 9, and I think these will be a big encouragement to you.
Indeed. Well, Bob, I understand that someone has joined us on the broadcast. Andrew Farley, are you there?
I am. Well, I had some technical issues, but so glad to be with you.
Glad you're technical enough to get beyond them. That's good.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, Andrew, we're talking about God's grace being sufficient in all things, and how as we take a look at God's grace, that God's grace can keep our minds from wandering out to the future to, you know, all of those negative scenarios that we paint in our mind, that we project out there, and how that can guard our hearts and give us the peace that passes all understanding. And it's certainly something that we all need reminded of and need to really draw upon in our daily walks, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, you see those movies flash before you. It's literally like a movie screen in your mind. What if, what if, what if? And you freak out. And so that's, as you mentioned, Bob, I mean, anxiety is fear over an unknown future. But the reality is our future is always unknown. And so we have to live in the present. And God refers to himself as I am. And I love that because, you know, all I can do is choose right now to depend on him. He lives in me in this moment. I don't know what's coming in an hour. I don't know what's coming in a day or a week. It could be loss of job. It could be loss of health. It could be loss of a loved one. I mean, these things, planet Earth is ugly. I mean, some ugly things happen on this planet. And all I can really do is in this single moment, depend on the living Christ who lives inside of me. I've got to remember that I'm one with him, that I have access to him every moment, and that he is enough for this second. And that's really all I've got.
His grace is sufficient. Well, let's go out to Fort Worth, Texas, and talk with Edwin. Edwin, welcome to Basic Gospel, my friend.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
We're doing great. What's on your mind today?
Well, I heard the guy yesterday that was talking, and I had the same kind of situation last week. I had my grandboys, and I was just going to make sure that I was kind of handling it correctly, in the sense that I've kind of developed from what you guys talk about, which I love, is him through me. And in saying that, then I have another thing that I was looking at, which is where the rich man asked Jesus, you know, he comes up to him and says, good teacher. I think it's said a couple of different ways that, NIV in Matthew, it says, teacher, what good thing. But anyway, it's referring to what he can do to have eternal life. And Jesus interrupts him and says, wait a minute, there's nothing good but God, referencing that the guy couldn't do any good, that would actually equate to something getting eternal life. And so I've taken those two things, the him through me, and I can't do anything good. I let God do good through me. I wanted to make sure that I'm on point with that right there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the first thought that comes to me, my friend, is absolutely Jesus is the source. Another way that he put it is, apart from me, you can do nothing. So you're absolutely on target about that. I would just say, let's add something to this. And that is that in Luke chapter 18, when Jesus is having this discussion, why do you call me good? No one is good except God. He's affirming his own deity. He's saying, do you see that I am God? If you're calling me good, then you're calling me God. Now, also, hey, you, my friend, have been born of God. That's true of you. That's true of me. So you're not an evil guy that is supposed to be led by a good God. You are not a sinful, dirty, rotten guy that is supposed to be led by a holy, righteous God. So that's where our identity comes in. See, these people, these Jews in Luke chapter 18 who are talking with Jesus and hearing him talk and teach, they haven't experienced Pentecost. They haven't experienced the new birth. They haven't experienced a new heart and a new spirit and God's spirit living in them. So, you know, the Christian world is always saying, we're so bad and we're so wicked and it's all God and none of us and we're just dirty worms, and we better be careful. I'm not talking about you, but I'm just talking about the popular message out there is, woe is me, miserable man that I am, I stink, I'm horrible, you know, I deserve nothing, and yet God is good and nobody else is. Well, hold on, because we're born of God, we're born of the Spirit, we're born again, we're united with Christ. God is not joining himself to a dirty, rotten sinner. He's made you a holy, righteous saint. So, you know, I think you're on to it. I mean, Jesus is the source. It's the fruit of the Spirit. It's not the fruit of us. He's the source of everything. Apart from him, we can do nothing. But let's remember that we have the privilege of being invited to the table, and we're one with him, and he made us new creations. He's not a new creation. He doesn't need to be a new creation. He's God. But we are the new creation, and we're joined to him. So to me, my friend, it just puts the puzzle pieces together. I start relaxing a little. I get to be myself and express Jesus at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I say that in the, when you look at Romans 7 and Paul's talking about the good in me I want to do, I don't know. I couple that back to that, and the other thing that I look at too, as far as with Jesus, is how he was dependent upon the Father. Yeah. He didn't attribute anything to himself, but he attributed it to God himself. So that dependence, that's another thing that I really like too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Okay. You know, and so I'm depending on God to teach me who I am. God, you say I'm new. Teach me that. God, you said I'm holy. Teach me that. God, you say I'm born of you. Teach me that. Apparently, this thing is real. I don't have to wait till heaven to be new. And so I'm dependent on him in every moment, and I'm also depending on him to teach me over the long term that, hey, there was nobody good. I was no good. I was in Adam. I was dead, but you made me alive. You made me righteous. You made me new. Thank you, Lord. And that's what faith is. So I hear you, my friend. I think you're on a beautiful road, and I appreciate your call.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Edwin.
Yeah, great to hear from you.
Great to see you guys.
Say hey to Susie for us.
All the time on YouTube, so I'll certainly do it.
Yeah.
Take care.
Hey, thanks, Edwin. We sure appreciate it. And, you know, another note on that, Andrew, about the fact that we've been joined to Christ. Christ, we are one with Christ's Spirit. That's been fused together. We have that union. And boy, what an assurance that our sins have been forgiven, have been taken away once for all, because Christ would not come to live inside a dirty vessel. Christ would not come to live inside a person that had one sin that was unforgiven. But the fact that he has come to live inside of us is kind of that guarantee, is that assurance that our sins have been dealt with once and for all by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So yeah, that's great news. Well, let's go to Bastrop, Texas, and talk with Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, how are you doing today?
We're doing fantastic. Hello. What's on your mind?
I got a quick question. I heard when you were talking about the upcoming conference, you mentioned a few things. You said about knowing our identity and then purpose. My question is, as a believer, what I understand is our purpose is to walk by faith in Christ today and to know God and to make him known. That's my understanding of what the Christian faith is all about. But I just want to get your take on that. What is the Christian's purpose today? And I'm going to hang up and get your answer. What's our ultimate purpose? Yeah.
What a great question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you for bringing it to Basic Gospel today. So I think he was pretty spot on in what he shared.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at Paul, and he said that he determined to know nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified. He says that to know the power of Christ's resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. In other words, knowing Jesus. I mean, this is eternal life, that you may know Jesus Christ. So part of that knowing is knowing that he'll express himself. Part of that knowing is loving other people as he inspires and motivates you. So Jesus becomes popular for loving people. I'm not talking about popular on a stage with lights flashing and cameras rolling. I'm talking about in the everyday, in the normal, in your relationships with other people. Our purpose as believers, recreated in Christ Jesus, to know him and to walk in these good works that he has prepared in advance. And even those good works, guys, even those good works are knowing him, because he's the author of them. He's the source of them. So it's connectedness, it's relationship, it's Jesus. The purpose of life is to know Jesus and to express him. And that is a beautiful thing. Yeah, one more thought here, guys. Bob, I had somebody call into our radio broadcast and say, well, why wouldn't it just be better to get saved later? I mean, let's get saved. Why wouldn't you
miss out on knowing him now?
Yeah.
Just cry out to Jesus as you go over the cliff, huh? Yeah.
That was the mentality. And it's like, hey, wait a minute. Do you know what we're talking about here? We're talking about guilt-free, the guilt taken away, the sin record taken away, being content in him, being forgiven and accepted and loved. I mean, what's not to like? Do you think the world is having fun? Well, that's a joke. They are miserable. The people that have the most worldly resources are sometimes the most miserable people on the planet. We Christians, God's got the market cornered on fulfillment, and that is real contentment, finding it in him.
Absolutely. And I love how Paul kind of describes some of our manifestation of the life of Christ as ministers of reconciliation and ministers of this new covenant. And as we grow in our knowledge of him, we're going to see kind of those works that he's prepared for us go along those lines of being ministers of reconciliation and ministers of life, this new life in Christ that has been given to each and every one of us who have come to know him.
And that is the good news from Basic Gospel, friends. And thanks to you for joining us. Thanks to Andrew Farley for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, and I hope you'll be with us then. Keep in mind, in the meantime, that we need your support to keep the good news coming. And when you make your August gift, you'll receive a 6-CD audio series and study guide called Gateway to Grace. Please click donate at basicgospel.net to make your gift. And again, that's donate at basicgospel.net. A reminder, too, of the Simply Grace Conference coming up September 6th and 7th, right here in our ministry hometown of Lewisville, Texas. And you can register now at basicgospel.net/events. It's going to be a wonderful time, as Bob said, and I love that term. We're going to take a deep dive into the grace of God, and we want you to be a part of it. Again, that's the Basic Gospel. Website is basicgospel.net/events for all the information on the Simply Grace Conference coming up September 6th and the 7th. And I want to remind you also that we stream live video to both Facebook and YouTube every day. We want you to be a part of the growing number that join us inside the studio in that manner every day. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Andrew Farley and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time, same station for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.